Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at chumbacasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
After all of the trades, after Masai Ujiri completely set fire to whatever this Toronto Raptors roster was, you know, heading into this year's trade season, and despite the fact the team is probably in the worst possible positioning right now in the standings regarding our draft pick, the play-in spots, all of these types of things, somehow, someway, Masai Ujiri, with two of his star players coming into a pending free agency, was able to build a roster, construct a team that has a shockingly high amount of young talent. And we're obviously, Scotty Barnes is remarkable, had a phenomenal performance tonight against the Indiana Pacers. RJ Barrett's been a beast for this team. We'll discuss him, but Grady Dick has taken his game to the next level. Ochai Agbaji is a guy that's looking like an absolute sneaky steal for the Toronto Raptors at this year's trade deadline. And basically, again, this team is young, it's imperfect, it's not going to be exactly how it looked tonight against Indiana Pacers, night in, night out. We aren't expecting that, but the Toronto Raptors have a significant amount of young talent that we have to discuss, we have to talk about, and they fit Darko Rajkovic's system. The ball movement is impeccable right now. We see the vision, the stuff Darko was talking about, and they said it wouldn't happen. Again, the Raptors have been losing games. People have been calling for the tank. People were predicting the tank for 2024, the Toronto tank 2024. That's what people have been saying, but no, it happened. The prophecy has come true. The thing Darko was screaming out early on in the season, he'd deliver a pizza party. He'd make it happen if the Raptors won 3 straight. And you know what? It happened, folks. The Toronto Raptors, they're getting their pizza party. We're on a 3-game win streak right now against, you know, not the craziest teams in the entire NBA, but 3 really strong wins. And the Toronto Raptors being a young team, being a young group that, you know, has to have growing pains. And we see them out there on the court, you know, for this team, for these types of games. But you know what? They're able to finish off these games when they're tight, they're close. And really execute down the stretch of the fourth quarter during big moments. Again, it's imperfect. I'm not saying, guaranteed play-in, the season's turned around or anything like that, but we have a really surprising sort of emergence in our young talent that I really want to dive into in this vid. But starting off, I want to give a shout out to Dark. I want to give a shout out to this team for getting that win streak that was called for at the start of the season. If you're not familiar, Darko said he'd take the team out for dinner, a pizza party, or whatever the heck it is, once the team finally reached a 3-game win streak, and it made it happen. So great to see for this Toronto Raptors group. But let's start off with the obvious players. The clear budding stars. It's the title of this video. The Raptors have some ridiculous talent, young talent, and Scottie Barnes deserves his praise, deserves his flowers, because again, Pascal Siakam, who we just went up against tonight, who, for the Indiana Pacers, looking like their top guy now as well, 27 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists for him. But now that Scottie Barnes is the brunt of the defense locked in on him now, he's the Raptors' number one option. He's the focal point to the other team's scouting reports. It's tougher to get your game going. It's tougher to be efficient. It's tougher to really be that guy. It's shocking everyone because the defense is locked in. It's tougher to get your points and all these types of things. Everyone's looking at you. But Scottie Barnes, even though, again, hasn't been perfect since the trades, growing pains is going to be the common theme for this team, this season, probably next year as well. But Scottie Barnes tonight, holy smokes. Again, fourth quarter, maybe, again, had a couple tough decisions or whatnot, but 21 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, 5 blocks for Scottie Barnes, 8-18 shooting, didn't hit his threes, but all around showing why he was handed the reins, why he was given, the title, the guys that's the future of this Toronto Raptors organization. And particularly the passing, I thought, in this one tonight was really just strong because the Pacers did a good job at sort of taking away his lanes, focusing in, whether it wasn't a double, but, the defense hedging deep, cutting off those gap areas. And Scottie Barnes not only was making the easy passes, not forcing his shots, he had a couple forced possessions, but for the most part did a good job of passing early, making some good decisions. But the way he was hitting cutters, some Grady Dick, who we're going to dive into, really did a good job, and a bunch of guys on this team, moving throughout the court. It's some of the best ball movement I've seen from the Toronto Raptors, really since the championship era, since we saw Marc Gasol, Kyle Lowry orchestrating that sort of offense out there on the offensive end for the Raptors. Tonight, past couple games, the past few games we've been seeing, the Raptors' ball movement has been awesome, but more importantly, the player movement has been awesome. And then guys like Scottie Barnes, guys like Manuel Quickley, the players, the playmakers on this team, less so RJ Barrett, but they've been able to hit those cutters in space. Kelly Olynyk as well has made some gorgeous, gorgeous passes since he's been on the Toronto Raptors group. But tonight, especially Scottie Barnes did a phenomenal job at hitting those cutters, putting players in a position to really, thread the needle with those passes, and then get some easy looks, get some easy shots. So Scottie Barnes, again, we know what he is. We know that potential that's there. And, nights like this, in close games, games that, again, Raptors weird standing spot right now, but emotional night going up against Pascal Siakam. This is a game that mattered. You could tell for both teams. And Scottie Barnes rose to the occasion. And another guy that's been rising to the occasion since he's been on the Toronto Raptors is RJ Barrett, who, again, super efficient tonight, 11 to 16 shooting, 2 of 3 from the 3-point line, 24 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists in this one. We had some solid passes again. He 5 assists. The vision is a little bit different from Scottie Barnes. RJ Barrett, it's a different style of game, different style of passing, but my goodness, this man is relentless. He's, dare I say, unstoppable when he gets a little bit of ahead of steam going to the rim. And sure, he's always going up at the left, but it doesn't matter because he has so much body control. So many times when we see guys that are kind of, I don't want to say one-dimensional, but lean to a strong hand a little bit more than the other one, sometimes they're a bit out of control and forcing their shots. And occasionally you'll see that type of shot from RJ Barrett, but particularly his body control, right? The shots can be erratic at times, but basically, when he gets hit, when he gets knocked, he has so much core strength, just upper body, lower body strength, whatever it takes to sort of keep on balance while you're getting hit, while you're forcing yourself through traffic. It allows him to get and-ones. It allows him to absorb contact and finish at the bucket. And the way he's doing that attack in the rim is just phenomenal to see. And, Knicks fans were in our comment section saying, hey, RJ Barrett's not athletic. He's not this. Well, you know what? He is a quick first step. And, he's not Russell Westbrook by any means, dunking on people people are, you know, he's had some nasty dunks with the Toronto Raptors, but his athleticism in terms of his strength, body control, and then that quick first step, it's put on display since he's been on the Toronto Raptors, and certainly tonight for this Raptors group. And, you know, his scoring ability is something to really marvel at, and it's showing that, you know, he was a key piece, a steal for the Toronto Raptors in that OG Anunoby trade. And to go alongside Emmanuel Quickley, who, again, it feels like he's being overlooked because he's just been solid, steady for the Toronto Raptors. But 19 points, 4 turnovers. There's a few turnovers in this game for, you know, a lot of the guys, the balls in their hands for the Raptors. But 2 steals, 1 block. I thought his defense tonight on Tyrese Halliburton was awesome, was a really great look for this team. But his 3-point shooting has just been a nice sort of steady piece, steady factor in the Toronto Raptors offense. Emmanuel Quickley, again, any shooter is going to have high good nights, bad nights, or whatever, but so many times we've seen guys for the Toronto Raptors that are expected to be 3-point shooters just be remarkably inconsistent. Heck, even Kyle Lowry is pretty inconsistent from behind the 3-point line over his tenure, but Emmanuel Quickley, again, not the high of highs that we see from Kyle Lowry, but it's just really, you feel that comfortability when he's shooting up those 3-point shots, and he makes them a ton. Had a clutch 3 in the fourth quarter for this one. I mean, IQ, liked what he did on Halliburton, liked what he's doing on the offensive end. That trio of, you know, BBQ, Scottie Barnes, RJ Barrett, and Emmanuel Quickley, really, really nice young sort of group of players for the Toronto Raptors to build around, to have a supplemental piece to constructing this roster for the future. But we know this. We know these guys have that potential. It's nice to see them show it in a win for this Raptors group. But we have to give some credit to some guys that may have been overlooked this season, may have been, you know, thrown out by their old teams and stuff. And the first guy, I guess he's been getting praise for a while, for the last couple weeks now. But Grady Dick, holy smokes. 7-9 shooting tonight, 4-4 from behind the 3-point line. 18 points, you know, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 steal. And this guy, man, again, the 4-4 3-point shooting, we know he's a 3-point shooter. Even when his 3-point shot wasn't really rolling, heck, it wasn't even rolling that much in the G League for a stretch this year, we knew that was something we probably shouldn't have to worry about too much regarding Grady Dick. And especially as of late, his 3-point shot has really, really taken it to the next level. So you love to see that. But frankly, his cutting has been immaculate. His ability to sort of dive to the rim, to get into a position where he's scoring for the Toronto Raptors in different places on the court, that is huge for this team. That is massive for this group. You know, if we're going to be sort of in a position to give Grady Dick the reins, being a starting shooting guard in the future, you know, a guy at least it's a key rotation piece when we're trying to win games. Grady Dick, his cutting, as I mentioned earlier, has just been awesome. And his hustle, man, is legit. He got some nasty rebounds over Miles Turner, over some of these dudes where you just don't expect it for a guy like Grady Dick, who is touted as, you know, one of those dudes that's a 3-point specialist, not athlete, all these types of things. It's cooked on the defensive end. I mean, even from the eye test, Grady Dick's defense has been really, really good this season, in my opinion. For a rookie, that again, that wasn't touted as one of his best skills, a younger rookie, that is something that has me very encouraged about Grady Dick's game. So that's all a big positive there. A bit of technical difficulties there, but one of the other guys that, again, looks like another promising young prospect for this Toronto Raptors team, you know, one of these budding stars for this group, and yeah, I'm surprised we got him. Looking into him at the trade deadline was a little bit of an unknown to Toronto Raptors fans, but Ochai Agbaji has looked, you know, really, really good. And I'm not saying that he's been phenomenal in terms of his stats right away for the Toronto Raptors, but the intangibles he's showing on the defensive end, his length, his size, his athleticism, what he's been able to provide. And again, there are sometimes even like TJ McConnell shot over him, but I thought it was extremely well contested. Pascal Siakam hit a couple shots on him, but the way he moves his feet, the way he's just, you know, especially builds up a little bit more strength just from the eye test defensively. He gets a hand up on every single shot. He's moving his feet extremely quickly defensively. Everything is there. Everything you could ask for in a defender is huge. And given the fact we trade away OG Anunoby during this year's trade season, it is a huge plus to have another sort of emerging defensive prospect on this team. And then offensively, he's providing a lot. I'm shocked that we got him from the Utah Jazz for like a late first, including the fact Kelly Olynyk was in one of these deals. I mean, Ochai Agbaji, 13 points in this game, 4-7 from the field, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, had a nasty alley-oop, made all of his free throws, made a fourth quarter 3, which is pretty timely, you know, made this team go on a run. I mean, I was really, really impressed from what we saw from Ochai Agbaji in this game and just the potential he's showing for this group on the offense and defensive end. But again, this Toronto Raptors team, you know, other takeaways, Gary was solid in this game, 11 points in this one, and Jakob Poeltl was phenomenal for the moments he was actually into the game, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, only played 22 minutes, dealt with an ankle injury. He didn't return to the game. I imagine it's because of the ankle injury. I know the rotations have been weird for the Toronto Raptors. Jakob Poeltl's dealt with an ankle injury already in the past, so it's something to be a little bit sort of careful with if you're Darko Rajakovic, but hopefully he's healthy because the Raptors, they're trying to win games, right? We're trying to have more of these pizza parties, keep this win streak rocking, keep this win streak live. But you know, without Jakob Poeltl into the lineup, even though we do have Kelly Olynyk here now at this point, it's going to be a massive blow. It's going to be a lot tougher to win games with Jakob Poeltl out of the lineup. So, I mean, hopefully he's healthy. If not, the tank will probably be back on for future games for the coming weeks and, you know, pursue that sort of lottery pick for this season. But regardless of how all that goes, regardless of where the Toronto Raptors are at in the standings right now, I am very happy with how this group, you know, showing their potential, showing their pieces. And again, we'll see what guys like Bruce Brown, Gary Trent Jr., if they're on the roster for the future going forward. But the key pieces, there are building blocks for this Toronto Raptors group moving forward. And that's the encouraging thing we're taking from the second half of the season. So let me know what you guys think about all this Toronto Raptors news, this Toronto Raptors game against Indiana Pacers. And again, you beat the Pacers, increase the odds of them having a lottery pick this year, and we own their draft pick. So, you know, if they're in the lottery, we get the number one overall pick, things could be very nice for this Raptors group. But folks, you guys best make it as far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. Anyways, I'm signing out. Cheers.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.